Coming up on episode number 647, it's an all-request show featuring covers of the Bee Gees, Katy Perry, and Gary Numan, as well as some trivia with Tina at the end of the show and the results of the sweet candy giveaway from last week. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Wednesday night. It is February 10th. 2010. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another all-request edition of Coverville, where I take the emails and the voicemails and the Twitters and the Facebooks and all the things that you send to me with your requests for songs to hear on the show, and I do just that. I get them on the show. And tonight, it's about a 50-50 split between call-in requests and emailed-in requests. So you're going to hear a lot of voices on the show that aren't mine. First up is a cover of Well-Respected Man, originally by the Kinks. This one was requested by Michael, who's become a new fan of a singer-songwriter by the name of Josh Rouse. This comes from a Kinks compilation, a Kinks tribute compilation, I should say, called This Is Where I Belong, The Songs of the Kinks. Came out way back in 2002, but it's one of two fantastic Kinks cover CDs. Enjoy it. Here is A Well-Respected Man by Josh Rouse.
Cause he gets up in the morning, goes to work at night, comes back home at 5:30, it's the same train every time. And this world is built on punctuality that never fails. Cause he's oh so good, and he's oh so fun, and he's oh so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively.
Counselors are discussing foreign trade. Hey, Brian, it's Guillaume in D.C. I hope all is well with you. I have a couple of requests for the next time you do an all-request show. I was listening to the radio the other day and had not one but two 80s flashbacks in the course of one afternoon. I didn't get to hear either one in its entirety, so I'd love to request them if I could. The first is Crowded House's Don't Dream It's Over, covered by Sixpence None the Richer in 2002. And the other is U2's cover of Everlasting Love that came out in 89. As ever, great show, good work, keep it up, and my best to Tina and Tristan.
Gonna stay keeping high when they go. I went away just when you needed me so. You won't regret, I'll come back begging you. Don't you forget, welcome love.
A very not well-known band named U2. They come from Ireland, and that is their cover of Everlasting Love, originally by Robert Knight and Love Affair. Great cover there, which you'll find on the album that came out in 1989. It was a B-sides album. I'm sorry, that song was released in 1989, but in the 2000s, U2 released a B-sides compilation that came out along with their greatest hits. The 1980 to 1990 greatest hits set. And it includes that great cover there of Everlasting Love going out to Guillaume in D.C. Boy, Guillaume, I hope you're staying warm out there with all the snow you guys are getting on the East Coast. Hope all the East Coast listeners are staying inside, staying safe, staying warm, and muddling through this weather mess that's going on out there. Before that, you heard A Well-Respected Man by Josh Rouse. This comes from the 2002 Kinks tribute, This Is Where I Belong, the songs of Ray Davies and the Kinks. Like I said, it's a great compilation. One of two really good Kinks compilations that came out around the same time. The other one, Give the People What We Want, is the other good one. Both definitely worth picking up, especially if you're a Kinks fan. Well, Coverville tonight is brought to you by Audio Engine, Audio Engine USA. And I'm going to take a little break of talking about how great their speakers are and how great their wireless products are and talk about how eco-smart their products are. Now, if you look at the A5N powered bookshelf speakers, these are the caramel-colored ones that are the full-size bookshelf speakers, kind of like the regular A5s that I've talked about. What's cool about these, aside from their gorgeous looks, their bamboo, carbonized solid bamboo looks, is the fact that they are, like I said, eco-smart. They're made from renewable and sustainable solid bamboo. There's no veneers, no plastic that's getting made for this. Also, there's no stains or paint used. Naturally carbonized finish sealed with hand-rubbed water-based satin polyurethane. So in addition to looking good and being natural, it's also something that is just gorgeous with that polyurethane, and also helps protect it. Other features that you should know, Audio Engine products, all of them are now 100% lead-free, and they meet the EU's ROHS initiative. All the speaker cabinet materials use environmentally friendly binders and resins. It's formaldehyde-free adhesives, which are used in the cabinet assembly. They are Energy Star compliant. All of their products meet the Energy Star requirements when they're in standby mode. They limit the use of plastics in their products so you don't have all those CFCs running around. And the packaging itself, very easy to recycle. All these great things that Audio Engine does to kind of help keep the environment clean and lower their carbon footprint. Check them all out at AudioEngineUSA.com. And when you're ready to buy, use the coupon code COVERTEN, COVERTEN, to save 10% off of your purchase from AudioEngineUSA.com. All right, Evan just recently moved from Brooklyn to Reno, and that's got to be quite a culture shock there. Wanted to hear this cover of Hot and Cold, originally by Katy Perry. This is a live BBC recording that they did in 2009 of, like I said, of Hot and Cold by Katy Perry. This is going out to Evan in Reno. Here is Kid British.
You're out, you're up. and I can't get off this ride. Someone call a doctor. I've got a case of love bipolar. I'm stuck on a roller coaster, and I can't get off this ride. And now I can't get off this ride. And now I can't get off this ride. Someone call a doctor. I can't get off this ride.
Hey Brian, Tom from Tooele. Just heard on your Day in Music History podcast that today's single was Stayin' Alive by the Bee Gees. And thought I'd just pass on there's a great version by Dweezil Zappa of Stayin' Alive with special guest vocalist that you get clues to throughout the cover. Love to hear that on Coverville. Thanks for all you do. See ya.
Hey, Don, why don't you try this one a little bit country?
Shut up, Dweezil.
Everyone knows I'm a little bit rock and roll!
You can tell by the way I use my walk. I'm a woman's man, you're a time to talk.
that is, everybody.
That is Dweezil Zappa getting a little help from Donny Osmond with a cover of Stayin' Alive, originally by the Bee Gees, released on that hard-to-find 1991 Confessions album that Dweezil put out. That one going out to Tom and Twilla. Hope you enjoyed that. Before that, you heard Kid British with their cover of Hot and Cold, originally by Katy Perry. This was recorded last year, a live recording there that you can hear right here on Coverville. All right, well, we had a couple dozen correct answers, a couple dozen people who sent in their answers to the contest that we had last week, the I Want Candy contest. And before I tell you who won, let's tell you the answers. Basically, I played a montage of five songs that featured either the word sweet or the word candy in the title, and gave you a little bit of a hint that actually might have misled you on one of them, that in all cases the songs were gender changes, that they changed gender in the song. Here are the five original songs and the original performers. The first one, Gwen Stefani's Sweet Escape. The second one, I Want Candy, originally by the Strangeloves, but covered most famously by Bow Wow Wow. Now that's where I actually got confused myself because, yeah, I know. I know the Strangeloves originally did the song, and that's what it says in my notes. It says right there, Strangeloves. But when you hear that opening line, the I know a guy who's tough but sweet, or I know a girl who's tough but sweet, don't you immediately think, oh no, that's not right. It should be I know a guy who's tough but sweet. Well, in the original Strangeloves version, it was I know a girl who's tough but sweet. But anyway, so I accepted either Bow Wow Wow or the Strangeloves for that one, since I kind of threw people off the off track there. The third song, Sweet Pea by Tommy Rowe. Third song, Sex and Candy by Marcy Playground. And finally, Sweet Dreams Are Made of These by Eurythmics. And like I said, of the 24 correct responses, correct submissions that we had, we randomly picked Evan Berner from Boca Raton, Florida. He's going to be winning that $30 prize package of the greatest hits assortment from the Georgetown Valley Candy Company, which you can find at georgetownvalleycandycompany.com. Please go check them out. In addition to kind of all the standards, everything that you'd expect, like the chocolate bark and vanilla bark and walnut fudge and turtles and all the stuff that you would come to expect. They've also got a great selection of caramel corns, especially one that's got, I want to say it's got cashews in it. Oh, it is stellar, stellar cashew candy caramel corn. Also, they have stuff called Spice Trader, which is their more unusual and more creative candy offerings. Things like Aztec chocolate and sipping chocolates that use chilies and things to make them taste not quite the way you'd expect hot chocolate to taste. Very cool stuff. Go check them out, Georgetown Valley Candy Company, and make sure you tell them that Coverville sent you. All right, let's get to the last set of music here. This one was a request by Maria in Philadelphia, a very unusual take on a song that we all know by heart. Originally done by Aretha Franklin, it's Natural Woman. This cover is by Katie Stelmanis, and it comes from her Join Us EP, which I'll put a link in the show notes to where you can pick up. Notice the chord change on this one that totally sends it in a completely different direction. Here it is, Katie Stelmanis with her cover of Natural Woman.
Another day. Hello there, Coverville friends. It's Jeff from Brooklyn calling. Recent convert, been listening for the last few months. My friend and I think your friend, Sandy Smallins, actually turned me on to you guys, and I've been loving it for the last few months since he turned me on to it. But had a quick request or two, actually, for the upcoming all-request show, actually both from the same artist, who I think are one of the best cover bands out there, even though they're a little bit mainstream. But it's the Foo Fighters, first cover for Baker Street, the timeless classic from Jerry Rafferty, formerly of Steeler Wheels fame. Second is Foo Fighters' cover of Down in the Park, which is an excellent cover, kind of unknown Gary Numan single from, I believe, the late 70s, early 80s. Both are excellent covers, and we'd love to hear them on a future podcast. That's it. Thanks.
going out to Jeff in Brooklyn. That is Down in the Park by Foo Fighters from the 1996 soundtrack to The X-Files called Songs in the Key of X. Love the opening to that song. And in addition to that cover of St. Swithin's Day, I think I might have to make that one another ringtone on my phone, the opening bass line of that song. Very, very cool. Going out to Jeff in Brooklyn. By the way, Jeff, if you are a Foo Fighters fan, or if any of you other listeners are Foo Fighters fans, check out episode 413 of Coverville. It was a Foo Fighters cover story, so you found covers there of Foo Fighters and covers by the Foo Fighters, including that... I don't think I included Baker Street in that one. I have played it on the show, though, their cover of Baker Street. And before that, you heard Natural Woman, originally by Aretha Franklin, covered there by Katie Stelmanis, that one requested by Maria in Philadelphia. And you'll find that version on Katie's Join Us EP. And there you go. Well, Tina is in the studio tonight.
I am.
For some trivia. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm good. See, look at this. Isn't it nice when everything's working and I say, hey, Tina, and people can actually hear you respond back?
Very true.
Yes.
Although I hope that you would edit that type of stuff out.
Are you kidding me? That's the beauty of podcasting.
Right.
No way. Yeah, I edit a lot of that stuff out, actually. Who knows? It might have happened now and people would have no idea because I may have edited it out.
Yeah. No, but it didn't happen. I was prepared.
Yes,
had
you were.
Stuff on.
Yes. And now that I'm over my 3 weeks of being sick, it sounds like you're starting to get a little bit of a sore throat. That stinks.
Oh, it's not a little bit of a sore throat. It hurts really
bad. Scorching
it's
pain.
It's really bad.
Oh, geez.
But that's it so far. I mean,
well, fingers
I'm
crossed.
Starting to, yeah, I'm fighting hard.
Good. Well, I hope you stave it off. You keep it from getting any worse.
Yes.
Hey, before we do trivia, I do want to throw out some thank yous. I almost forgot to do this, but if you go to iTunes and you go to the podcast section, you find Coverville, you can actually leave a rating and a review. You can give the show anywhere from 0 to 5 stars and tell people what you think about it. And it gives you an opportunity to throw like a few sentence review in there. And what I like to do every once in a while is throw a thank you out to those folks who, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't have a cough button for you. I've got one for me, but I don't have one for you.
Sorry.
It's all right. So anyway, I like to throw out a thank you and, let's see here. Here's the people I want to thank. Coverville Bum. Good name there. Tuck 2, Sergeant J, Breezy R24, AC Pryor, Isker, The Kin, JD Vo, that's a very cool name, Iceberg, Mr. Bad Example, Process Man 08, and Caller Rand 2. All of you people have left, boy, in just the last month, you guys have left 5-star reviews and, 5-star ratings and reviews, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. So thank you very much. If you have not left a rating or review left and you want to, rating and review yet and you want to, just go to iTunes, go to Coverville, and you'll see all the buttons there to leave a rating and review.
Well, that's nice.
It is nice. And it's nice for these people to do that. And they say very nice things about us.
That is very nice. Thank you.
Yes. A lot of people say nice things about you on there, Tina.
Okay.
Yeah, you're like the heart of this show.
Wow. How about that?
Yes. All right. Let's do trivia as we like to do. This one is another Zen music challenge from the Christian Buddhist. Let's go ahead and get right into it. Oh, that's appropriate with the Who performing on the Super Bowl just recently.
I know.
Good evening, Brian and Tina. This is Christian Buddhist from Stowe, Mass. While that intro may sound CSI, your mystery to solve tonight is the Zen Music Challenge. Hopefully you're playing this before President's Day. I'm going to play 5 songs. Your goal is to figure out what they are and what they have in common. Okay, let's start with an easy one.
Beautiful Day by U2.
Wow. Look at you. You're
Everybody
right on,
knows those boys.
You're right on top of that.
I am.
Nicely done. All right.
We'll see.
Dublin. Tina, how are you with bands from the Windy City?
Oh, I know this one.
Mm-hmm. You should.
Jackson Brown?
Oh, no.
No, no.
Wrong color.
Shoot. I can't. I don't know.
That'd be the Blues Brothers. I think that's the
right.
Blues Brothers cover. The original was by Sam and Dave. That is Soul Man.
Yes.
Soul Man.
That's right. Okay.
Okay.
Are they together? Have they split? Regardless, the Bad Boys from Boston always put on a great show.
Aerosmith?
Wow, very good.
I don't know the name.
Really?
Really, it's not coming to me.
I believe that's...
Oh, I had the album.
Walk This Way.
Yeah, that's it.
All right.
Okay.
How about something a little more challenging? Brian, do you recognize the following steaming tune?
Reminds me of Sam Brown.
Yeah, it kind of does. Kind of that smoky jazz.
Yeah, but I know that's not her.
No, and even with the hint, even with steaming tune, I can't I can't even begin to wager a guess on that one. So I'm putting a big question mark for number four. All right.
The following song is from a movie soundtrack that will leave you dripping wet. And no, I don't mean Flashdance.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me, Tina. Really?
Just bear with me.
Okay. That's all you're going to get.
Oh, my gosh. I needed more.
You don't need any more than that. Really?
Really? I know the song. I know the artist. I could probably sing it. If you get, yeah, but I couldn't tell you right now.
Wow, okay.
I know.
That would be a guy named Prince.
Yes. Yes.
And the name of the song?
How
about the name of the movie?
I know, it's...
Oh, Tina.
I know. Like Purple Rain.
There you go. All right.
I'm blaming it on illness.
Yeah, I think you could. Yes, I think you should. All right, so we've got U2, Beautiful Day, Soul Man by the Blues Brothers, Aerosmith with Walk This Way, and Prince's Purple Rain. Do you have any idea what they all have in common?
Were they?
I think
are
I
they
know.
Movie titles?
A couple of them are.
Yeah.
Soul Man is a movie title. Purple Rain, obviously, is a movie title. I don't know about Beautiful Day or Walk This Way. My guess is that these are all Super Bowl halftime performers.
Oh,
U2.
Yeah.
What, 2002, I think, or 2003. Aerosmith did that famous one with Britney Spears.
Right.
Prince was just a couple years ago.
Yeah. One of The Who.
And the opening... thing, yeah. The Who, right?
Okay, I like Super Bowl.
But Blues Brothers, I don't know if I've seen Blues Brothers.
They might have been in a little montage sort of thing.
Well, but I mean...
Well, I don't know.
Belushi died in the mid-80s, late 80s. And I don't know if... I mean, obviously they were doing Super Bowls back then, but I don't remember. Maybe it was Blues Brothers 2000 with Aykroyd and Jim Belushi and John Goodman and...
Yeah, it could be.
Could be. Okay, let's hear the answer. Enough
or
of my...
Or they've all been on Saturday Night Live.
Well, they all have, yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
And none of them have been in my kitchen.
Okay, take a few seconds to dry off and get your answers in order. Ready? Okay, the first song is U2's Beautiful Day.
It's a beautiful...
Song number two is from a band that got its start at the Second City Comedy Troupe, the Blues Brothers, with Everybody Needs Somebody to Love.
I'm a soul man.
Oh.
No, that's Soul Man, dude. Soul Man. They also did a song, Everybody Needs Somebody to Love, but that one, you played Soul Man.
The next song was, of course, the classic Walk This Way from Aerosmith. No Run DMC this time.
Walk this way, she told me to. Walk this way.
Would the fourth song be easier to guess if I told you that the artist was from Asbury Park? Yes, it's Bruce with the song Fever. This clip is long, but smoking.
I got the fever for this girl.
He's got the fever. Oh, he's got the fever. Nothing that a boy can do.
When he's got the fever for a girl. He's
got... All right, well, that even further cements it, because Springsteen was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
The Super Bowl.
Yes, he was.
Super Bowl guy.
Even my wife guessed that the last song was from the artist formerly known as Prince. Yeah, that's it. Hailing from Milwaukee. So, what do all these songs and artists have in common? Here's the big hint. Hey, Brian, keep your shirt on.
Talk to me, boy.
Justin Timberlake?
Uh-huh. And?
The Super Bowl.
Yes. By the end of this with the whole Janet Jackson wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah.
Hint right there.
Thank God I've never had a wardrobe malfunction in public.
Yes.
Yes, when you think of wardrobe malfunctions and beer ads, you naturally think of the Super Bowl and the halftime show. The Blues Brothers performed in 1997. 2001 was Aerosmith, followed by U2 the next year. The skies opened up and drowned Prince in 2007 when he performed Purple Rain. In 2009, Bruce Springsteen did not play Fever, but I love the song anyway. And of course, in 2004, Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake teamed up for the song loved by the FCC, Rock Your Body.
Very good.
So, how'd you do? I think Brian scored 7 points and Tina got at least a field goal. More importantly, did you beat the spread in the real game? Thank you for playing along today. This is Christian Buddhist saying Osaka ni, which my daughter informs me is the correct way to say so long.
Wow, very cool. Excellent. Well, that was
great.
Good. And we did watch the game, and we were absolutely rooting for the underdogs, rooting for the Saints.
Yeah, I always go for the underdogs.
Yeah.
Unless it's a couple teams, and then I vote for them, but I won't say who.
You vote?
Well, I root.
Yeah, you kept
I put
doing
my
that
vote
the other,
in.
The other day, too. I'm voting for the Saints. Oh, really? Where you cast your ballot for that? Yeah, so it was very cool to see them win. And
that was great.
Yeah. All right. Well, Tina, thank you for joining me for Musically Challenged.
You're welcome.
Go brush up on your Prince.
I know. You know what? I actually think I have like the best of Prince in my office.
Yeah,
just
you do.
Right there.
I know.
And I know I listened to it like not that long ago.
All right. If you want to email me or send in a Musically Challenged of your own, coverville@gmail.com is the email address. You can also call the request line like you heard Tom and Guillaume and Jeff do as well. That number is 206-222-COVER. That's 206-222-2683. You can also visit us online at coverville.com, where you'll find the forums and every episode of Coverville, including that aforementioned Foo Fighters cover story, episode 413. All of that stuff you'll find at coverville.com. Make sure to check it out there. We'll be back on Thursday. Oh, that's tomorrow. We'll be back tomorrow with a cover story. I believe because of his birthday, the proximity to his birthday, I'm either doing an Alice Cooper cover story or starting on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction class of 2010.
Oh, is he an Aquarian? When's his birthday?
Yeah, it's right around the end of January, beginning of February.
That's too crazy.
Yeah.
So. Wow.
Alice Cooper, the Aquarian.
Yeah. Well, he seeks attention, so.
Does well. There you go.
It makes sense.
There you go. Carrying around all those
he's
snakes,
goofy
and having a guillotine on stage, and all that great stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so it's going to be either a Genesis cover story or a Alice Cooper cover story. We'll see which one pans out. Anyway, in the meantime, this is Brian Abbott saying. That just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cachefly, CacheFly.com.